So talk me through when these messages came in and what they said.
Well, the message came in at 4:45 on Saturday night. She was staying at her friend's house, and the messages came in basically want to be my daughter's friend, asking her if she would like sex and asking her for pictures, which her and her friend were very, very sensible, screenshotted the conversation. So we had a username for this person, and they went and told the her friend's mum, who then contacted me, and we phoned the police, and the police have been dealing with this and going on a database to find if they can see who's been doing this.
Your daughter sent you screenshots of these messages. What went through your mind when you saw them?
My stomach was turning. Just thinking, oh my God, what could have happened if she'd actually been on her own? Because obviously there was two of them together, so two heads are always better than one. Didn't think it would ever happen to my own daughter, because you hear about these things all the time, and we try to protect her as much as we can. I'm her friend, her account's private, but it just shows you it's still not enough and you need to speak to your children about this.
And how was she about the messages? Was she scared, or was she just a bit like, this is weird? What was going through her mind?
She said she got a fright. She thought it was somebody playing a prank on her to begin with. And then when he asked if she liked sex, she knew it wasn't somebody playing a prank. And she's just said, it was weird, Mum, why would somebody do that to me?
At what point did the police get called?
We phoned them on the Sunday, because the road was shut on New Mills and they couldn't get up until the Sunday night. But the two officers that came to the house were very good, told her she did the right thing. But what's quite scary is she said if she'd been on her own, she didn't know what she would have done. And we speak very openly about stuff like this in the house, but it just shows you, you know, if your kid is alone, you know, it could have went on to another level, which thankfully it never. But we just need to stick together, and if any kids get anything like this, please do what I did. Call the police. It doesn't matter how small it is. If you think it's not enough, it is, because the police need to deal with these kind of people.
How important is it to have that sort of conversation with your children? Because obviously she felt like she could tell you, but what if kids don't sort of have that relationship with their mum?
Well, that's a scary point. I'm lucky enough that I'm very, very open with my children. I have two daughters and a son. But kids, honestly, it's never your fault. Doesn't matter what it is, please tell your parents. Or if you can't tell your parents, tell your friend, your friend's mum. Never keep anything like this to yourself.